TD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Two Clovis parents, Onesimus Skywater and Donna Phillips, have been charged for the death of their one-year-old child. In November, the child was taken to the Plains Regional Medical Center and was pronounced deceased. Detectives said he had extensive bruising on his head, face, and arms. According to police, Phillips said the child's injuries came from playing with a sibling and a fall from a high chair. The child had been in the care of the Children, Youth, and Families Department after his birth, and the siblings had been under the department's care as well. The children were returned to the care of the parents in October, just before his death in November. Officials said the child had bruising over 70 to 80% of his body and trauma on his head. The Bureau of Land Management in Roswell is celebrating the 32nd annual National Public Lands Day by inviting volunteers to help clean up sections of the 240-acre Oxbow Recreation Area near Roswell. BLM personnel will meet volunteers at 9 a.m. on Saturday at Comanche Hill at the corner of Alamo Road and US 380, about 7 miles east of Roswell. Participants should wear hats, boots, and sunscreen, but trash bags, gloves, water, and snacks will all be provided. New Mexico's Cannabis Control Division is considering a rule change that would require all cannabis products to be lab tested, aiming to eliminate hemp-derived products from dispensary shelves and potentially banning popular cannabinoids like CBD and CBN. But other stores like gas stations and hemp stores could still sell the cannabinoid products, potentially diverting business from dispensaries. And state health officials say suicides in New Mexico increased 9% last year. New data from the New Mexico Department of Health shows there were 512 suicide deaths in 2024, which is 42 more than the previous year. White New Mexicans had the highest rate of suicide, followed by Native Americans. The Hispanic suicide rate increased by 27% over the last decade, according to NMDOH data. September is National Suicide Awareness Month, and the 988 Lifeline is available 24/7 through text, chat, or by calling. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.